kind of giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. I know I got my cup of coffee. I'm ready to talk a little business this morning, a little economic development. We talk with Ian Vasey, president and CEO of the Corpus Christi Economic Development Corporation. They've got a $10 billion Exxon plant being constructed down there. We're going to talk jobs, how many companies will be impacted, how far businesses will be coming to work on that facility. Plus, Teresa Podol, owner of Prairie Road Organic Seed. Also, Mark J. Lindquist, nationally recognized motivational speaker and national anthem singer, plus an author. He and his business manager, Jared Bai, talk about the analysis of paralysis. The paralysis of analysis. Either way, a lot of people understand that terminology. That will be discussed a little bit later on in the program. And Jamie Stang, public health nutrition, talks about how obesity in a community can impact the local economy. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
You can make a million too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Teresa Podol with Prairie Road Organic Seed. So I'm looking at the Hidatsa Red. Originally grown along the Missouri River Valley of North Dakota by the Hidatsa tribe, this bean was introduced by Oscar H. Will and Company in Bismarck as part of his 1915 Pioneer Indian Collection. For $3, I don't ever have to, I can save my seed.
Yes, you can save your seed from that. If you eat it all, of course, it'll be gone. You won't have any seed for the next year. But yes, you can save seed from those beans and propagate them yourselves. So, yes.
So how about the story of the Hidatsa Red? I noticed a few others. They've got kind of a, it's almost like a history lesson on the back of some of these. How did you collect that information? How did you go about deciding to be able to do that?
Well, in addition to our interest in gardening and breeding varieties on our farm, we're also very interested in what varieties did well in North Dakota. You know, as a seed company, looking back into the history of what gardeners grew in North Dakota over the years is a good indicator of what varieties would do well in our growing environment. And so we went back to the Oscar H. Will Company seed catalogs. So you can find them in historical archives and go through them and read the descriptions that he had in his catalogs about each of these varieties. And so what we did was research some of these varieties and then go back to the USDA germplasm collection and access seed of those varieties and then trialed them in our own gardens. So Hidatsa Red and Hidatsa Shield beans were actually gifted to us from Native American peoples who had been propagating them and saving seed. So, and Oscar Will was gifted those beans by the Native Americans when he started his seed company as well. So the historical part of all of these varieties is just fascinating. And again, a good indicator of what does well here. And one of the trends in the seed industry is a one-size-fits-all sort of trend, where if you buy seed from most seed catalogs, you don't know where that seed was actually grown. And as a contract producer, we were selling seed to seed companies in Colorado, in New Mexico, out on the East Coast, and they were offering them nationwide. And you don't have that information of where that seed was actually grown. So one of the strategies that we've been working on here in North Dakota is to offer seed to North Dakota gardeners, to gardeners in northern climates, that was actually grown in their zone, in the environment that they would be growing their seed. So
native
we're,
vegetables.
Right. We're trying to provide well-adapted seed and doing the selection work every year to maintain them for trueness to type, because they're open pollinated. So if you're not doing the selection work on them, they start to go wild because they're genetically diverse. So you'll start getting traits that are not necessarily desirable. So if you're not weeding those traits out and maintaining the high quality traits that you want, you'll start to lose flavor, you might start to lose vigor, you know, the desirable agronomic traits that you want. So all of those need to be maintained by constantly selecting those varieties for the traits you're looking for. So in addition to the agronomic traits, we're also selecting for drought tolerance. We don't irrigate any of our seed, so they have to make it on their own. A lot of times we get questions from people, so why is organic seed different? And we tell them, well, we don't have any quick fixes. The plants have to be disease tolerant. They have to deal with whatever insects might be present and whatever stressors might be present. We get a lot of high winds, so we want plants that have strong stems, have strong root systems, so they have good standability, can stand up to the high winds that we're dealing with. So breeding and selecting in the environment that you're in has great value to a gardener.
And that was Teresa Podul with Prairie Road Organic Seed. To listen to the full-length interview or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Speeson. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
And it's not that she was ever so good. It's just a shame that things don't work out the way I wish they would.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
It's just a shame that things don't work out the way I wish they would.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. You've read the headlines, seen the news stories that the Bakken is hiring. Well, let me tell you about one of the top premier companies in the Bakken who is hiring, MBI Energy Services. They are hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, then look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS.
Tired of those empty recruiting promises that some companies make? Then apply today at Rockpile Energy Services. Known for their dedication to employees and their families, Rockpile knows that people are their biggest asset. All positions are on a 14-on and 7-off schedule and include a complete benefit package, housing allowance. Visit RockpileEnergy.com for a complete listing of their open positions. Apply online or send your resume to careers@RockpileEnergy.com. Find your future today at Rockpile Energy, an equal opportunity employer.